Do you bleed children today? Do you bleed children with Mashiach in there today?
I think if they were raised with that idea.
That's right. Now, the thing about why children is going as rough as it is at the present, their parents have failed to put the restriction on the children or train them as we would. Now back there, if I did coming on, you live in a neighborhood and the older folk was leaving, going someplace, and them kids was there. Your next closest neighbor around you was watching over you just like your mother and father was. If you kids got out there and they're like kids, you get out there and you get to argue with one another, maybe they'll have them a battle. If any of them old people down out there, they come out there and see about you just like your mother and father would. And if it's necessary, they'll whoop you like they would. And when they come, they told you about it and you're going to get another one. And whatever them old people say you did, don't dispute the word say you didn't do it. And this time they'll tie your jacket up. So if the people was under that same rule now, the film farm and the farm school wouldn't be full of our young people like this.
No.
That's right. But whenever you fail to train your child at home, grow up saying and doing just about what he wants to, you know, when he comes, his own man or woman, he got no fear. Who's he got to fear? But he didn't have to be no old person, any young person. When I was a kid growing up, if he told me to do something, I did it because I thought it was right to do it. He's older than I was. You had to mind the older people just like that. You couldn't catch a young kid saying, now a kid big enough to walk will cuss you out and tell you something you ain't heard before. And the past is probably indulging him in it. Yeah, yes, and all the mother and father is as crazy with me as you want.
What thing you teaching that in the school room now?
30 years old, and I was just a dad to give my dad and mother a backward, a short word, as I was when I was 3 years old. I stayed after me and my wife married. My daddy's help was paid. I stayed in the house with him and my mother for 3 years before me and my wife moved out. But whatsoever he said, dude, I was taking care of the farm. He's disabled. But whatsoever he said he wanted done, what I like to know, I went on and did because that was his orders. And I think that's the way he should be now. The kid now get up here 10, 12 years old, talking about he can't do nothing with him. My dad told me, he says, when you get grown enough, why you can't do what I will tell you to do, that I had to do the cobbler cut. Said, you better hit it.
That straightened him out pretty quick.
That's right. Just don't care how old you get, as long as you sleep on the roof that I'm ruling over, you're going to do what I said to
you. You mentioned your wife. How old is she now?
My wife is 67.
Was she born in the same area?
Yeah, up here. No, I think she born in Lottie County.
And where?
In Lottie County. I think she born in Lottie County, and her mother